There's a question that an individual, if he is stood in front of us and he announces that, "Listen, brothers, look here, I've got a box of sweets and totally fresh, nice and fresh sweets, and nice make, Ambala make of sweet meal, and totally fresh barfi, sweet." And everybody, for example, if you think for a while, what have you like from sweets? All those sweets are present there. Barfi, gulab jamun, or laddu. Is there anyone who wants to take these sweets from me free? He says, there's no cost, zero cost. Then we'll think, oh, what's he saying here? The free sweets, nice sweets, and fresh, totally fresh. And he'll show you the box, he'll open the lid, and you'll see that they're fresh sweets. Then we'll say, oh, whoever, for example, hears and wants to see, even if he cannot see, he'll say, yes, quickly. And he'll say, come quickly, whoever wants some sweets, come and take them. There's only a few boxes. And I think there'll be only maybe a few people who will not accept the offer and leave the sweets. Nobody will leave the offer. Even if somebody's got diabetes, he'll say, ah, let's take some of the sweet meal and I'll see afterwards. Let me have some now and then I'll take a few tablets just to suppress the increase in the count, blood count. So this is the natural trait of man. When there is something sweet or nice, then everyone's attracted. So brothers, I have also come from far. And it's a little bit far. At least there's some distance between us, isn't there? But I haven't come empty-handed. SubhanAllah. You have invited me, called me, and I haven't come empty-handed, and I don't come empty-handed ever. I also have got something very valuable that I've come to give to you free of charge, no cost. Will you take it from me? I cannot hear the response. Will you take it? Inshallah. And whoever doesn't say anything will not receive anything. Okay? So it's a very good item that I've come to distribute and share with you. And forget the sweets in comparison to what I've come to give. I've not come empty-handed, as I said. So my brothers, I have come to give to you the fruits of paradise. Do you get the fruits of paradise from anywhere? No. These are pure, clean fruits of paradise. And what will they be? I don't even know their names. But Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then you should eat and consume the fruits of paradise. This is Sahih Hadith. So brothers, we are sat at the moment in the gardens of paradise and I've come to do the dhikr of Allah, and you are also sat with the intention to do the dhikr of Allah. So inshallah there will be fruits from the gardens of paradise. SubhanAllah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. These are the fruits of paradise. And the person who will attain the fruits of paradise, then guaranteed his link will be with paradise. Will it not be? If, for example, you eat a certain make of sweet meal, then you'll have a link. For example, I had Ambala meat, sweets, or Mumtaz sweets. You're saying the name of the brand or the manufacturer. So at this moment in time, you're going to eat the fruits of paradise with the fadl and grace of Allah. So what example will you give? They were the fruits of paradise I had. They were nice, and Allah's Nabi Sallam recommended them himself, and they were very enjoyable. And imagine the taste of the fruits of paradise with the fadl of Allah. Imagine the fruits, the food of paradise. So these gatherings of dhikr are very valuable indeed, my friends. They are very valuable. And you can understand how valuable are the gatherings of dhikr through this example, that you cannot get anything more unique than this. And the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions of the Allah, were amazed, surprised, that how will we eat from the fruits of paradise? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't just eat, but eat in a plenty. That if you're sat here, carry on sitting until the morning if you can, because you're sat in paradise. And that's why it's stated that eat as much as you can. So whichever insan wants to eat as much as he wants, you will not get stomach upset. Eat as much as you want, you'll be healthy, you won't get unwell, you won't get a stomach upset, and keep on eating. So the dhikr of Allah is a great action, my friends. So this gathering of the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has formed this gathering. And it shouldn't happen that only a few people should be present here. The more the amount of benefit there is in the dhikr of Allah, the amount that Allah Ta'ala has announced in the Quran, promoted the Quran, wadhkurullah, 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 so many announcements with the grace of Allah, hadith and good news and Allah Ta'ala's recommendation. What's happened today? Why are people not doing it? So most definitely, for that action that Allah Ta'ala has said so many times, Oh people, come. So great announcements have been made for no other reason, no other action. So tell me that Allah is Rahim, Rahman, and especially for the mu'mineen, for the mu'minat. So when Allah Ta'ala announces this, that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira, come towards the dhikr of Allah, come in the morning, come in the evening, always do dhikr of Allah kathira, then tell me, think for a moment, that how much benefit there must be in the dhikr of Allah, if Allah Himself so much is recommending and announcing to us, how much benefit there must be, how much reward there must be in the dhikr of Allah. So all these points prove that our hearts are really rock solid and hard today. Our nafs, our desires and wishes, we have put that at the high level, and whatever we want we take, and whatever we don't like we leave. And we don't select that which Allah Ta'ala has selected. Allah Rabbi Kareem has selected in the Quran and has mentioned, do my dhikr, remember me. It's not our selection. This is the Kitab of Allah that is telling us. And my brothers, those people who do the dhikr of Allah, they are examples in front of us. Look at the lives of the Aqabirin. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah, take his life. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah, let's take his life. Examples for us, how strongly they were linked to the dhikr of Allah. Myself, I saw my Hazrat Nur al-Marqada, that he did so much dhikr that his tongue was moist. This is reality. Verbally, his tongue was moist as a result of doing the dhikr of Allah. 90 years old, he used to sit in the morning. And this Ajiz, humble servant, was with him. And in my life, I've seen the pious elders. As Arifi rahmatullah alayhi, who was the special Khalifa deputy of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah, I had an opportunity to spend time in his blessed company. And I saw this in his life. So when I saw all of this, then I'm thinking, which dunya are we living in, my brothers? Why are we blind today? Why are we disregarding this today? Why don't we realize the value of this today? We want a life of enjoy. Allah says, Dhikru Rahman. That how great is the dhikr of your Lord. Look, this gathering win. And what does this gathering mean? A gathering is formed by minimum, even if two people come together. That if two people sit and do dhikr of Allah, then that becomes the gathering of the dhikr of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, all the announcements Allah Ta'ala has made with regards to the gathering of dhikr of Allah, even if two people sit together and remember Allah, they will get that reward. So what we learn here is that a very impure generation will come close to Qiyamah. That even two people will be very difficult for them to sit down and to do the dhikr of Allah. The amount we can announce and put posters out, etc., but people will not feel like doing the dhikr of Allah. Because we don't even look here that, oh, what's the reward? If in the world there's an announcement, if you do this, you got this much reward, material, wealth, the whole queues will form for that. Because our minds and our ruh is weak and they are dry. And they don't understand the benefits that are there in front of us. We don't even know that in our life, for our akhirah, for our hereafter, the proper life, the what amal, what deeds we should select and implement. My brothers, let's not waste our time. Let's not waste our time. We shouldn't waste our time. Subhanallah. And because life is very valuable. Allah Ta'ala has given us life for this reason, not for here that we've come into this world to earn and to eat. These are the needs of life. The needs of life. If, for example, for 1 week you don't eat meat, you don't eat chickens, and if you eat bread with yogurt, will your stomach not be full? After 1 week, your body will be the same. Rather, you'll have more strength and energy, and your body will not go towards wasteful activities. So we have increased our wants and needs ourselves. For example, if you're sleepy, if you really do feel sleepy, then you won't see that, do I have a mattress from this company and I need these mattresses and bed posts and pillows. Rather, when a person is feeling really sleepy, he says, oh, it's a straw mat, I'll lie down on that, and he starts snoring. I've seen this Hajj and Umrah, when you go, people who are feeling sleepy, they lie down on the ground, someone sleeps here or there. There's no selection, especially looking at bed. So these needs of life that we have increased and multiplied, and the real life, our mamalat, we don't pay attention to the real needs of life. And thereafter, so we need to wake up the graveyard, The capacity of the graveyard is decreasing every day, because so many people are being laid to rest every day, and there's no place left. And who is going to the graveyard? People like me and you are passing away. My own blood relatives, my friends are passing away, your friends are passing away, people we know. So are we not going to pass away and go to the graveyard? Of course we are. Tell me, for example, does anyone take a bed to the graveyard, or a blanket or a board for this much, or does anyone go to the grave with a car? With a motor car? So the reason here is that our brains have been overwhelmed by materialistic gain. Look at the rewards Allah Ta'ala has given. Now look here, one gathering, and we all sat, a young, old, everyone, middle age. This is the great fadl of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has created that many people that they are sat here together a moment in a gathering of dhikr. This even is a great remedy. This is a holiday. People have gone to other activities and doing wrong activities. But even in this condition, in this country, in this environment, Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy, that Allah Ta'ala has gathered a group of people together to remember Him. So what we realize is that Allah Ta'ala's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, rahmah, mercy, tawajjuh, focus is placed on us. And this majlis proves and tells us that Allah Ta'ala's adab will not descend yet. Allah's karam is still there. Allah's mercy is still there. Otherwise, in this masjid, in this place, in this locality, Allah Ta'ala would not have allowed a gathering of dhikr to take place in such a big way. So we're sat here, we're doing dhikr of Allah. What will happen? Suddenly an angel comes. And the angels, look at their quality. There are three forms of creation, isn't it? Three forms of creation. There are many different creatures and animals, but they're permanent, ongoing. There's insan, human being, jinn, and there are the angels. And all three forms of creation have different qualities, characteristics. Human beings made out of clay, and the jinn were made out of fire, and the angels were made out of nur, light. So the life, their quality, their form, their matter and duties are different. We've forgotten our duty, haven't we? We've even forgotten our task. To understand what our task was, as Jibreel al-Islam came to the earth and the Sahaba ikram were present with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Jibreel al-Islam came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah gave the response, and this was the hadith of Jibreel. And the duty of a Muslim was being taught at that time. What is Islam? Subhanallah, was asked. What is Iman? And what is Ihsan? These three things were explained to us, that this is our task, this is our job in life. What we need to do, we were given ahkam, orders. This will be Iman, these will be the ahkam if you have Iman with the fadl of Allah. And in the same way, the angels have a duty, they have a task, they have different tasks. Allah Ta'ala has manufactured and sent so many angels, there's no limit. One angel has this duty, one angel has another duty, one has another duty. And the special jamaat of the angels that Allah Ta'ala has created, what is the duty? Allah Ta'ala says, what you need to do, one specific group, is go to planet Earth, wander around the Earth, and you have one duty. Allah Ta'ala has told those angels that you have to seek out and look out for one action. Oh angels, this is your action. And another point comes to my mind, is very valuable, make a note of this. And this is a hadith that has just come to my mind based on this subject, that Allah Ta'ala has placed three things into His makhluk. And they are very unique qualities that Allah Ta'ala has given to three of His makhluk. They are very unique that nobody else has this. Allah Ta'ala has given them such samad. Yani Allah Ta'ala has given them the ability to hear, that they can hear every single, you can say, noise that emanates from anywhere in the universe. If it emanates a noise, a certain volume, they will hear it. Number one, what is it? Jannah. Jannah can hear everything. And the second thing that can hear everything is hellfire. And thirdly, is a specific angel who is stood on top of the blessed Rawda Mubarak of Rasulullah. And all these three things in the makhluk of Allah have been given the strength, power, that any time, any moment, anywhere, any noise emanates from anywhere in the universe, directly they can hear it. Jannah, Jahannam, and this angel. So now listen, if any human being is sat in any corner of any part of the world at any time of the day, and he or she says that Allah, please allow me to enter into paradise, how long does it take to say this? 2 seconds? 1 second? We think, I'm just saying this, I don't know if I'll enter into paradise. We do the dua and we leave. But these are valuable statements. If you say, Allah, please allow me to enter into paradise, this announcement straight away is heard by paradise. This call and request straightway is heard by paradise. Straightway paradise turns to Allah and says, Allah, there's a man at a certain place, at a certain time, is asking for me. That destination paradise. And you are He who gives rahmah. Allah, paradise says, I ask, can you please send this person to paradise? And Allah says, go, paradise, you've asked for this person to enter into paradise yourself and intercede with this person. I will forgive this person and give him paradise. Remember this point, this is such a great deed. In this dua, there's a lot of power. And with total yaqeen, a person should request Allah Ta'ala for Jannah, for paradise. And he should ask as many times as we ask for Jannah, Jannah will intercede for us and ask Allah to forgive us. Secondly, was the creation of Jahannam. Jahannam, look, here is as well our request. So paradise is above paradise. Ask Allah that Allah forgive this one, send him to paradise. Now hellfire is beneath us, within the earth, beneath the earth. Now if a person does dua that Allah, I seek refuge and protection from hellfire. Please save me from hellfire. Hellfire hears this request. Hellfire then says, Allah, this man in such a place at such a time. Allah, he is requesting you from you. He's requesting that Allah save me from hellfire. Save me from, Ya Allah, I intercede for this person and request that please save this person from me. Hellfire says. So Allah Ta'ala then says that you are interceding and you are requesting this person not to be thrown into hellfire. So Allah says, go, I send you back. This person will not be thrown into you. In the same way, an angel is stood on top of the Rawda Mubarak. Anybody, anywhere, reciting durood in the world, just like we recited 3 times durood, alhamdulillah. And so much value in this durood. So much value. As soon as that durood is recited, then the angel stood on top of the Rawda Mubarak, his the durood, and he addresses the Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man, son of this, was even the father's name is mentioned, so much value. He sat in Masjid Nurul Islam and has sent durood upon you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's doing, please do dua for him. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognizes his name, his father's name, and does dua to Allah, Allah, just like he has remembered me here, sitting here in this generation of ignorance and negligence. Allah forgive this person. And subhanallah, what a great result, eh? Isn't it? And another amal of just remember today. So the point, going back to the point, that the jamaat of the angels, they're wandering around the world, flying around the world, and they're looking for a place where dhikr of Allah is being performed. That's it. When they see that the dhikr of Allah is being performed, then straight away they announce to the skies, to the heavens, that, oh people, mubarak to you, mubarak to you. And they give congratulations about what? They say, oh people, you've done the dhikr of Allah, you've done the dhikr of Allah, you are collected, gathered for the dhikr of Allah. They say, oh, come, Allah Ta'ala says, come, come, I've forgiven all of these people, I've forgiven them. Allah Ta'ala says, I've forgiven you. And they state that, listen further, Allah Ta'ala says that all of your requirements, your sins, your deficiencies, Allah Ta'ala says that I have changed all of these into good deeds for you. All of your sins have been transformed into good deeds. Is this a minor transaction, my friends? But tell the people that how long will it take for us to get this, that within a few hours, the amount of rewards Allah Ta'ala gives for the dhikr of Allah, that all the sins have been changed into good deeds, that we sat in the majlis of dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. So, this is a beautiful point that Allah Ta'ala gives reward for dhikr, and we leave everything. What we should have done is that this should have become a part of our lives. And at least, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the time to do dhikr of Allah. And He has selected Himself, He selected us to perform His dhikr, to remember Him. Morning and evening, the Quran tells us that morning and evening, a person should be regular in the dhikr of Allah. Definitely he should be regular in the dhikr of Allah, a person. Morning and evening, daily. Why? Because Allah ta'ala has kept so many benefits in the Quran. So many benefits. So we should make a decision that the dhikr of Allah, morning and evening, even if we do 5 minutes, 3 minutes, this is enough. Don't think, oh, I do dhikr for 3 minutes. What will happen if I do 1 minute? Oh, it's not enough. Even if a person remembers Allah for 1 minute or 3 minutes, he has done a lot. He has attained a lot. So these were the benefits that we mentioned, a few benefits of the dhikr of Allah. And then on the other hand, a person who doesn't remember Allah, who is living a life of enjoyment and negligence, ignorance, look what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that you just leave the dhikr of Allah. Or that you are lazy from my dhikr of Allah. Look, Allah Ta'ala says your nafs, ayash. And you become blind, Allah Ta'ala says. Blind. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Allah says, but as for anyone who chooses to remain blind to the remembrance of the Most Gracious, Allah says he's blind. Allah says, my Quran is explaining the quality of dhikr. It's my name, my barakat, my blessings, my karam. SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says, All of the makhluk of creation, the universe, the amount of rizq I give, the amount of rizq that increases and wealth that increases, Allah says it increases due to my dhikr, my name, lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Every leaf in the world remembers Allah. There's anyone more blind than you, Allah Ta'ala says? Allah Ta'ala says that you leave the dhikr of Allah, the dhikr of your Lord, you leave the company of the dhakareen, you dislike them, you don't like them, you don't go near to them, you don't take their company, you don't learn anything from them. What's happened to you? What's happened to this generation, my brothers? Allah says, وَمَن يَعْشُ عَن ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. They've become blind. Blind. And don't think that they can see. But counting cash, this is not visibility. This is not vision. Is it? For the Akhirah, Allah Ta'ala says to count the notes of the Akhirah, the currency of the Akhirah, this is when a person has vision. So tell me, when we leave dhikr, then which group of people are we included? Doesn't matter how much we call ourselves fast with brain and wisdom, but in the book of Allah we are called blind. And the person who's blind here, then he will be standing blind on the day of judgment. You say, Allah could see in the world. Allah said that if you were able to see them, would you not have done my dhikr? Would you have not gone towards my remembrance in the world? I gave you hukam, the Quran gave you hukam. Allah says, وَمَن يَعْشُ عَن ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. But you were blind and you chose to remain blind to the remembrance of Allah. What a punishment for not doing dhikr. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is due to shaytan. نُقَيِّدُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. The person who has become blind to the dhikr of Allah, and that man or woman, their shock, their desire to do dhikr of Allah has ended. Allah Ta'ala says that those people, نُقَيِّدُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. Allah Ta'ala says, to him we assign an enduring evil impulse. We say, oh, jinns come in my life, shaitan, my house is full of evil, my children are disobedient, this has happened, that. This is all common today, that people say, oh, and then we go to the amil, to the exorcist, and they take money from us. This is adab of Allah, that our homes, our lives, our families, our qaloob, our hearts, our wujud, our society is devoid of the dhikr of Allah today. And Allah says that نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. That disobedience is in our homes, in our families, evil actions, immodest actions, all of the actions today. Salah, we don't pray salah. And we consume haram and we do bad actions. And we look at immoral things and we get involved in kharafat and loss. And this is all due to the fact that dhikr is not in our lives. And shaitan has overwhelmed us. And for example, my older my brother or my relatives or my children are spoiled. No society, nothing can affect a person if he has the necessary protection. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the necessary protection. And if we've got that, it doesn't matter which corner of the world we go to, nothing can affect us in a bad way. These are excuses that we make, and we have left the guidance of the Quran. Such a great verse that is telling us that all of the evil effects that have come to our lives, peace, satisfaction, business, home, disputes at home, fasad, quarrels, whatever there is, what is the reason for this? That Allah Ta'ala says, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed from that person the peace, and Allah has given to him an enduring evil. Allah says, to him we assign an enduring evil and shaitan and dark forces. Why? Look here. This is a big punishment. Big punishment. And when shaitan comes and evil forces come, then what can we do to oppose this? Allah Ta'ala says that the Quran tells us further. What is their work? What is their function? Sabilihi, Allah Ta'ala says, the path of haq, the path of truth, whatever are the paths that take a person to the haq, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those evil forces stop a person by going to the haq, to the path that takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They won't let us pray salah. They won't let us do good deeds. They won't let us keep the beard. They will stop our women wearing the parda, observing parda. And all of the orders of Allah that have come upon us that we have to answer for, that we need to implement, these evil forces will not allow us to practice and to implement. And even if we feel like doing a good action, because dhikr, subhanallah, is a good deed and it gives us energy to do good deeds. But that, because we don't do dhikr, we will be prevented from doing good deeds and implementing good deeds. If you know that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah to keep the full length bed, and this is the adab if we don't do this, there are punishments for not doing it. And every day the ulama, the great scholars, and every day from the member, the member of Rasulullah, the ulama, they sit down, they explain to us the deen on Jummah, hadith, tafsir, Quran, and they explain to us the actions of Islam that we must implement. But we don't know, how does a person's mentality cooperate with Jahannam? We make a pact with Jahannam. We have shook hands with Jahannam. We have no care, no regard. For example, this is our personal mu'amala. We need to look into our individual lives. On the day of Qiyamah, if I go like this and I go to my grave, I'll be questioned. I'll be given the question, but we have no care. The Hawala answered the questions. We have no regard. We don't understand these points. Why? Why? And the verse tells us ahead, why? The reason, Allah Ta'ala says, is the person, he has no care. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned that so impure actions we do. We say, no, 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 I'm fine. You don't know. I'm fine. I'm totally correct. You go your way and let me go my way. I'm an ashik. I'm a lover of Allah. And look in our hearts. We say, that speak about yourself. And look, I've heard a few things and I practice this. And so clearly the Quran has given us a message that today 99.9% of our society rejects the verse of the Quran, the practice of the deen, not just in this country. Let's go back to our home countries, our so-called Islamic countries and continents. They are even worse. But here, mashallah, these young children are sat here. Look at this young child here. And what is it? That a person who has got an imamah, and is it, why is it that this child has worn an imamah? What's the reason? What's the reason? Because his father has done the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. At least say subhanallah. That this is in front of you the proof that if you tell somebody today in that wear imamah, thousands of excuses will be presented. No, 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 we can't do this. It's nothing. Allah's Nabi said, "Man habba sunnati," whoever has loved my sunnah, I will love that person. Rasulullah said, so if a person's heart is soft and tender and is involved in muhabbat of Allah, will he leave the sunnah? It is proven that one child who has no aql, a young child, he knows the Hazrat's coming and this Hazrat's Jamaat, and even if he doesn't wear, and look at this young child who is sat there in front of you, subhanAllah. And this is a big proof Allah Ta'ala has given from Allah Ta'ala. This is a great proof, and this is a clear proof that his father has done the dhikr, and doesn't matter what happens, whatever his father is. But Allah Ta'ala says that I will create noor to his generations. That where will his family be? It will be involved in the practice of the sunnah of Rasulullah, under the shade of the sunnah of Rasulullah. We should learn the lesson from this. The Quran is telling us this. And then after that, that after seeing them, we say, no, oh, we don't need to practice. I don't need to do this. Oh, we say, no, no, I'm fine. We say, وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَصُدُّونَ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Leave it, leave it. Don't tell me what to do. I know better. And lo, they surely turn them from the way of Allah. And yet they deem that they are rightly guided. This is a big warning that this is in front of us. The Quran is telling us that the people who do not do the dhikr, look at them and look at their condition. Doesn't matter how many they are, but their feet, their footsteps do not tread towards the haq. But in those homes where dhikr is present and their father has started to do dhikr, the dhikr of Allah, then within the children, the sunnah is present. That mashallah, on the children, on their heads, there's imam. And will his mother not wear the burqa? Will she not observe parda? And the person, the child who, subhanAllah, in this age, the child on the head is wearing the imamah, then will Allah Ta'ala not allow the Quran to come to their hearts? And that won't be some normal Quran, my brothers. It won't be some normal hafiz or qari, this child, when he grows up. Why? Because on his head is the sunnah of the Rasul, of Rasulullah, and the noor of the sunnah. And this won't be some normal, common hafiz. If he was a hafiz, he'll become the hafiz on the haq, the qari on the haq, the alim on the haq, because this is the selection of our Rabb, Allah. What is the barakah of this? What is the barakah? Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has promised. Allah Ta'ala has promised. Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانٌ فَهُوَ لَهُ قَارِينٌ. And because the shaitan will come in the house, the mother will be shaitan, the father will be shaitan, there will be shaitan all of their homes, because they have rejected the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, I've released the shaitan. And he whose sight is dim to the remembrance of Allah, he will assign unto him a devil who becomes his comrade. Allah says, you are blind. Blind are those women who don't remember Allah. Blind are those men who don't remember Allah. And then the evil forces will come into their lives. So there are two paths to choose from. One is the reward of the dhikr of Allah. The angels, subhanAllah, wandering around the world, and they announce to the heavens, the skies, that you are forgiven. And on the other side is the stacks of punishment due to neglecting Allah and ignoring Allah. So is this not a deed? Is this not the Quran? Let's go beyond this. Let's go beyond this. Who can reject the words of Allah? Who can reject the beautiful and blessed words of Rasulullah? Can anyone dare? This is hukam. If we believe or not, if I feel like it or not, whether the society accepts or not, by stated the person who does the dhikr of Allah is alive, and the person who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah is deceased. He's passed away. is not allowed. You can carry on eating chicken and meat as much as you want, but in the book of Allah, in the book of the deen, we are written and recorded as the deceased person. Here's an event I'd like to share with you based on this fact. There was a pious elder, a sheikh, and he had a desire, passion, that he realized, oh, in a certain place, there's a wali wala, let me go to do his ziyarah. Because to do the ziyarah of the wali wala is a great ibadah. May Allah Ta'ala accept this. Allah Ta'ala does accept this action. When you travel to see the wali wala, the friends of Allah, who is a nisbat with the friend of Allah. Because there are many homes, there are many places. If you go to every place, will your sins be forgiven? No. But there's one place if you go, that is the Baytullah, the house of Allah. Because the house of Allah has a link with Allah, so its value is increased. If you go to many homes, will you be forgiven? No. But if you go to Baytullah, you'll be forgiven. There are many books, novels, fiction, science, encyclopedias, but they have no link with Allah, no respect. But the kitab we have with us, this is Kalam Allah, the book of Allah, it's a link to Allah, so its rank and status is increased. So if there's a link with Allah, something has a link with whatever it is, the stone as part of the Kaaba. So if a human being becomes a wali Allah, friend of Allah, and is a link with Allah, then imagine to go and see him, to sit in his company, how much reward we'll attain. And then won't we? To have a friendship with him, there'll be benefit. To have a link with him, there'll be a benefit. Most definitely, there'll be no loss in the world by sitting with the walis of Allah, and nor in the hereafter. This ajiz, humble servant, has experienced these things in his life. I've experienced these things. That every moment sitting in the company of the Wali Allah, I swear by Allah, the life would become full of nur. My life was full of nur and light at that time. So this sheikh said, okay, let me travel to do ziyarah and meet this sheikh, another sheikh, a Wali of Allah that I've heard about. I'll do dua. And he went on a journey. And before he went on the journey, He came across a masjid. He said, okay, I'll rest here. Then in the morning, I'll go and meet Hazrat. He had reached to the town of the sheikh, and he came across a masjid. He said, I'll rest here, and then in the morning, I'll go to the house of the sheikh. So he went to sleep, and he was a wali of Allah himself. And he saw a dream that this sheikh I'm going to see, he's passed away. He saw this in his dream. He woke up, and he was feeling upset. He knew that his dreams were always honest. So he came into a bit of worry, a bit of anxiety. Shall I go back or shall I carry on? He said, okay, I'm already here, nearly here. At least I can go to his grave and recite Fatiha, and I'll take some benefit, mashallah, alhamdulillah, I've come this far. So he went to the city, the town of the wali. He said, this sheikh, where's his mazar, his grave? And he looked at him in a weird way and said, eh, mazar, his grave? When did you come? He said, I've just come now. He said, look, brother, he's alive, he's in his khanqa. He said, is it? He said, it cannot be. He said, yes, I went and saw him yesterday morning. He said, it can't be, my dream's always true. Yeah, I've seen the dream, he's passed away. He said, no, let me go and take you, introduce you to him. He said, come. So he went with him, and the sheikh was alive. As soon as he went in, the wali started to cry. And he also had vision and kashf. He started to cry. He said, that brother, your dream was true. The dream that you saw, in which you saw that I am dead, I passed away. At that time, I was ghafil and ignorant from the remembrance of Allah at that time, and had gone to another occupation or pastime. He said, that moment, those moments I had left Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah Ta'ala had struck my name off the list of those who are alive. Allah Ta'ala included me amongst those who are dead. So let's ask ourselves, how much do we do the dhikr in our lives, every day, daily life? Those whose names are permanently written in the list of the dead people, then how are eating and drinking and moving around? In reality, I speak openly. People take badly what I say. Our situation is that we are deceased, and we are included amongst the deceased, and we are deceased people are being buried after we pass away. We have no hal. The person says, this much, I went here and I'm forgiven. Nothing do we attain. Only that person has looted the treasure who is remembering Allah, the most valuable of actions. So I have to think myself, is this an option to do dhikr of Allah in life? Are those people mad who are spending their life doing the dhikr of Allah? Are they wasting their time? Are they wasting the time? Can there be any color or any effect or a good result in their deeds if they don't do dhikr of Allah? Can there be satisfaction in their lives? Can their parents or their children be correct on the right path? Can there be ronak and light and nur and peace and blessings in their home? Doesn't matter how many ta'weez you hang in the house or wear the Quran around your neck. If Allah Ta'ala is displeased, then nothing can have a good effect. If we want to benefit from this, then first and foremost, Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran, Allah has given us the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala has given us all of the good things in the world. So if we want to benefit from these things, if we want to go on Umrah and go on a Hajj and do Ziyarah and go to the city of Rasulullah and do good deeds, then first we need to please Allah, who has given us all of these things. Then we can step forward. Then we can step forward. And Allah Ta'ala says, I become pleased with my servant when he does my dhikr, subhanAllah. So pleased, I become so pleased, Allah Ta'ala says, that the connection between me and my creation at that time, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. He remembers me on the earth, and Allah says, I remember him in the heavens. Allahu Akbar. You remember me in a gathering, I remember you then in a gathering of the angels. Imagine the connection that insan has them with Allah. Imagine the person who's doing dhikr of Allah, what a great connection he's made with Allah. Then his hands, they don't even rise up, and Allah Ta'ala will accept his dua already. Will Allah Ta'ala not give him peace? Will Allah Ta'ala not assist him in times of need? Will Allah Ta'ala not save him from distress? Why do we seek assistance? Come, let's promise to Allah today that we will improve our lives. And the first step to improve our lives, if you want to become a person who prays salah, you want your children to improve, you want to follow the deen, you want to follow the sunnah, you want to improve your appearance, you want to bring a rizq into your families, you want to make your children hafidh and alim, and all of these things are within our capacity. We desire this and we want Allah Ta'ala to accept these intentions. Remember this, that Allah Ta'ala has given us ilm and amal and hadith. This doesn't mean that we become big headed. No, no. All of this, if we want to do this, if we want this to be accepted, all of this, then on every stage Allah Ta'ala says, what is the situation? فَاذْكُرُونِي, remember me. Allah says, then I will remember you. This is the ruh. Remember me, I'll become pleased with you. Allah Ta'ala says, through your amal, then I'll become pleased with your amal. I'll give you rizq, I'll give you wealth. You'll ask, I'll give to you. And Allah says that, come towards my dhikr, come towards my remembrance. Will we do this, my friends? Inshallah. What a great deed, what a great intention. If we do dhikr today, we will come out of adab. Okay, who are the walis of Allah? What ibadat have they done special that they've acquired this status? They have no special ibadah. Just one thing they took, their nights and days, always every second was passed in the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala said himself, Allahu Akbar. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't like this person who does 10 tasbihs, 12 tasbihs, he done 1 tasbih, subhanAllah, in the evening, morning, and that's it. What's this? Allah Ta'ala says, you are ready to eat all day long. You spread out the dastarqan food mat, eat all day long. And for earning money in the world to make your body big and fat and healthy, you eat one chapati, no, you eat seven. Seven slices of bread. You're not satisfied with one when it comes to eating. And everything you do, you run around all day long for your body. But your ruh, which I like, Allah Ta'ala says you do 10 tasbihs or 5 tasbihs for your ruh, 3 tasbihs for your ruh, and you think that's enough. Allah Ta'ala says, what do I say? وَذْكُرُوا كَثِيرًا لَعْلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا كَثِيرًا. Do my dhikr as much as possible, high quantity. Allah Ta'ala says, understand what am I saying here? I'm suggesting to you, but remember one thing, Allah Ta'ala's laws are unique and beautiful. Allah says, I don't want that when you do my dhikr that I've kept you in the dunya, I'm not telling you to leave your wife or your children or your workplace or occupation or business. Or if I've given you a job or a task with regards to deen, I've given you ilm, ulum, Hifth, Quran, Tabligh, I've given you the work of Tabligh. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you all of these duties and you're pursuing a career in Islam. Allah saying, I'm not saying to you that do dhikr and you'll have to stop the career of Islam. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to stop the work of life or to diminish our business or our wife and children leave us or the task I've given to you that you stop doing this. Allah says, no, maintain all of that. Maintain all of that. But even then, remember me, kathiran kathira. This cannot stop. This cannot stop. Any excuse should not be put forward. No excuse should be put forward. Hakim al-Ummat Hazrat Thanvi Ramdhan has written that when a person would come to me to take bayah, and this was the style and method of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Ramdhan, that when somebody would come to request bayah, then Hazrat would seat him down and ask him, tell me that, who are you, what do you do, what is your job, where's your wife, how many members of your family have you got, and what do you earn, where do you earn from. When he would assess his whole lifestyle and condition, then he would prescribe the amount of dhikr for that student to perform. That's it. So the sheikh analyzes and gives according to the capacity of the student. If an alim or mudarris, the sheikh knows the mudarris, he has time in the day, he has to prepare the lessons for his students, and then the next lesson, then he doesn't say that you are an alim, leave dhikr of Allah. Never. He says that you have more need to do dhikr. Come, according to your time and availability, I'll prescribe to you dhikr. And great ulama ikram, respected scholars, would take bayah with Hazrat Sahib, and their hearts and chest was munawwar with dhikr. As their daras and their madrasas and their Quran and their ulum and their salah stopped. Allah Ta'ala has given a system, ajeeb ibadah. And what should happen? Kathir and kathir. Allah says, I want you to do dhikr kathrat, high quantity. So how is Allah Ta'ala prepared for this? How should this occur? For example, if you make a connection with me, will you do this? then today, shall I not tell you the method that I'm telling you today, that the Quran is telling us that none of your job, none of your tasks should cease and you'll become the kathir and kathira dhakir. The Quran says that remember, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ لَا قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَلَا جُنُوبًا. In every position of life, you want to do dhikr, then if you want this, put your hands up. Let me see how much I'm making effort, how many people want this. You all want this, subhanAllah, then put your hands down. Then now, straight away, I will prescribe to you the method so you can become the dhakirin who do dhikr kathir and kathir. This is my task, this is my duty. Or do you think I've come here to spread sweets? And I have sweet meal and I've come to distribute the goodness. Insha'Allah, Allah willing, you will remember me until the point that you have reached into paradise and you say, I accepted and followed the words and guidance of this fakir. Your children and their children will become dhakir, not the dhakir of the tasbih. Subhanallah, all of your tasks of life will have noor and light and glow and sparkle. Your Quran will have a beautiful sparkle. Your madrasa will have a beautiful sparkle. Your tabliq will have a beautiful sparkle in effect. Subhanallah, whichever career of Islam you're pursuing, this dhikr, the definition of this is dhikran kathira. Kathira dhikr. And this is the greatest dhikr. The greatest dhikr. So listen then carefully. Look, what is this dhikr that we have been told to do? Now, we're talking about dhikr, our ijtima yesterday we're in, and I was saying this, that the higher that Allah Ta'ala wants to take the human being in the rank, then Allah Ta'ala gives that person easier method of doing dhikr. So we're getting a great reward. But that tasbih, that dhikr we do, the rosary bead and counting and effort, hundreds of thousands of times easier than this. You don't need a certain place, you don't need a tasbih, you don't need to recite verses, you don't need a specific place. You're in the car, in your shop, in your home, you sat with the wife, with your children, you are implementing your business. Inshallah, you'll be able to do this dhikr so easily in all of these maqams. Will you learn this? This dhikr we call the dhikr of the heart. That our heart becomes a dhakir. Say subhanallah, subhana. Yes, Allah Ta'ala wants this. That I've given you the heart. Forget the tasbih. You've got the tasbih in your heart, you foolish person. Run the tasbih of the heart and recite my name in your heart and then see how the color and the effect of dhikr comes inside you, within your life, and the nur, the light comes in your life. So my brothers, the qalbi dhikr, this is called dhikr khafi. Silent dhikr. Look at this. And this is kathir dhikr. And this becomes so prevalent in the life of a person that your heart always will say Allah, Allah, Allah. Every moment, every second, your machine will start to run. Allah, 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 Allah. And it will start to remember Allah in abundance. Imagine this. And that person will become a dhakir forever. Alhamdulillah, he'll become a dhakir. And this is called dhikr kathira. And then ahead further, in reward, 70 times more reward. 70 times more reward in this silent dhikr compared to the dhikr performed by the tongue. And in the eyes of Allah, close to Allah, how greater is it? In the eyes of Allah, close to Allah is so great that the dhikr of Allah that's done in the heart, a person sits and does Allah, 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 then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly gives a person the association close to him. Allah ta'ala takes the angels out of that. And Allah ta'ala says, the angels, they don't even know that he did this dhikr. And then when the person goes to thereafter, Allah will say to the angels, bring forth all his deeds. Allah will say, bring more. They'll say, nothing more, Allah. That's all that we saw and we recorded. Everything we saw and we heard, we've wrote down, we've given to, and cannot be. And obviously, the sheets you gave to us and the Nurani pens that you gave to us, we didn't miss any of his actions. We wrote everything down. So we don't understand which other amal you're asking from us. Allah says, you are right to the angels. He had such a deed that he performed. He had such an amal that thousands of people he used to sit with him. No one used to hear him or see him. They didn't even know what he was doing with them. So how can you know either? Direct, his link was with me and I could see and hear this action of dhikr he was doing. And today I will give the rule myself. This is Sahih Hadith. Has Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu anha and has a Shaykh al-Hadith has narrated this hadith. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what we do dhikr, come inshallah, then I will teach all of you this dhikr. Listen carefully, the method, and I'll give you ijaza, permission, that this is how we do dhikr in the Naqshbandi order, silsila. So listen carefully, how do we do this dhikr? First and foremost, what do we need to do? We have to do a great reward we're getting, isn't it? So all the dirt and impurities that are upon us, mashallah, I speak about myself, not for you. You are mashallah pious people, good people. You are clean, pure, and you are like the angels, pure, transparent. But I speak about myself, the dirt and impurity that's on me and has affected me so much, I don't even know. I'm sat in front of you, I'm presenting myself as good, and I think I'm sattar, but Allah Ta'ala inshallah will give me the reward in the hereafter and his mercy. So first what we need to do is we need to remove the impurities from our bodies and lives and hearts. Allah Ta'ala says, just do tawbah to me. So first thing that this majma, this gathering is to do tawbah. We need to repent. And we'll do collective tawbah. This is a great action. And in our hearts we need to make a niyyah that Allah, we are starting a new life. And today you have been given us such a great gift of the dhikr of Allah. So we do true tawbah, honest tawbah, sincere tawbah. With your fadal Allah, please forgive us our sins. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's promise. You are making niyyah, intention, and I will purify you. That's it. So do brothers make niyyah for this? It's a true niyyah. True intention, Allah Ta'ala, the sins we performed, the mistakes we made, nafs, shaitan, we made mistakes, whatever we've done wrong. Before this moment, Allah, we've come to your court, we seek forgiveness from you. Please forgive us, Allah. Please forgive us. So all people should make this niyyah. Everyone. After that, we'll recite the kalimat of tawbah together. Okay, then after that I will tell you the methodology of dhikr, the tariqah of dhikr of the heart is what, my friends? That we focus towards our heart, we just think. We focus on our hearts, we turn towards our hearts, and with every beat of the heart in silence, Allah, 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 Allah. That's it. That's what we've got to do. Inshallah, we will sit and do this dhikr, we'll perform this dhikr, I'll give tawajjuh, focus on this, and with the fadl of Allah, you'll practice this, become accustomed to it after taking ijazah permission, then your qalb, your heart will become alive, inshallah. And the method of doing this is this, that brothers, don't waste a moment away from the dhikr of Allah. If you practice this for a little amount of time, if every day you practice, and then straight away if you focus on your heart, then my heart is doing Allah, 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 Allah. That's all you have to do for 4 or 5 days. Inshallah, you'll become used to this action. Then not for a moment will you think, I need to look left and right. You say, oh, let me pay attention to my heart. And you see your heart is saying, Allah, 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 Allah. If you sleep, you say Allah. When you awake, you say Allah. And mazid in detail, alhamdulillah. You will, if you want to ask me about this dhikr and this order, there's my website, sufi.org.uk. You have more questions directly, you can send me a message. I will give you a response, a reply. And I'll explain to you further in detail dhikr, the qualities of dhikr, the methodology. You'll become a student. I'm a student as well, like you. And mashallah, we'll have an association. Our friendship will continue. You'll ask me, inshallah, I'll come to you and I will explain to you. And you will progress and promote yourself with regards to Allah Ta'ala's dinis. You can say that this is ilm al-ludni and the knowledge of Allah, and you have embarked upon this journey. Whatever your condition and situation and circumstances, you can send a message to this humble servant and I will respond to you directly. Everything's on the site. You can ask a question, but don't tell me message, oh, please take a jinn out of my life and I'm ill, give me taweez, peer sahab, hazra, shaykh, this and that. This is not my function. Our relationship will be based on what? And if you say, oh, please do dua for me, my shop, my business is not running, I don't have children, a son or daughter, no. Don't ask for these things. They are experts in this field, in these things, go to those people. But my link with you will be what, Hazrat? I want more satisfaction in heart, more peace in heart. I want enjoyment with Allah's dhikr. When will we meet again? When will you come? Please tell us more about dhikr. Tell us about the mamulat of dhikr. And for this humble servant will be present and I will explain everything and I will respond. So the tariq of doing dhikr, you've heard, alhamdulillah, that close your eyes. After closing your eyes, pay attention on your heart, and then within the heart say Allah, 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 Allah. That's it, subhanallah. And 70 times greater is this method of dhikr, silent dhikr, that was where you used to tasbih. So break that habit and stop that method and start to make your heart alive. Just like you come to salah, you hear adhan, there's 2 minutes left to salah, and 2 minutes are so much for this. 2 minutes, you can recite Allah Ta'ala's name 1,000 times in your qalb in 2 minutes. And if you tell me that before I came, the hadith came across me, I said, subhanallah. That brothers, that once a person who says Allah, once if he says Allah or she says Allah, the value of this we don't recognize and realize what is the reward for this in the akhir. We don't recognize this. There's such a great wealth once to say Allah, once. And the dhakir, alhamdulillah, people say he's passed away, he's dead. But Allah says even after death he's alive. And he's now got the lease of life. And reality, he's alive from the time he starts to do dhikr. And even when he passes away physically, he's still alive. He's still alive. He's a dhakir. He's remembering Allah. The dhakir who's remembering Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah's Rasul says in this world, good news for that person, the dhakir, that he will walk into paradise laughing. Laughing, no doubt. Allah's Nabi has given a guarantee as a Mu'adh bin a Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, great companion. Great companion. What a great companion is the Rajat, his levels, and so much Nasiha Rasulullah gave to him at the end of the discussion, the conclusion of all the Nasiha, the end of the conversation, the final words, which have the highest weight. And Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Ya Rasulullah, you've told me so much you've told me. Now is the time that we are departing from each other. Give me such a Nasiha that I desire, that will give me the method, the most beloved deed in the sight of Allah. Tell me that, O Rasulullah, subhanallah. And if we weren't taught this, if we didn't request this, and these words have come to us, reached to us, so that we can also establish this action in our lives that was so beloved to Allah and His Rasul. What a great secret that was communicated to this companion. And if we bring this into our lives, then what will happen? We'll get the greatest of rules. And Allah Ta'ala's, the action that is most beloved to Allah, so much nasiha. Please give me one nasiha. What is that deed which is most beloved to Allah so that I can grab hold of that deed and start practicing it? So Allah's Nabi gave what answer? What was the answer? What was the response? He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Mu'adh, you are asking me, then if you want to know, there's only one action. What is that? Subhanallah. The dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. And so much so, imagine this. That I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith. So much so, that the sahabi is being told, and the Jannah was in front of the sahabi, my friends. For them, the Jannah was in front of them. Alhamdulillah, the good news came to them. And with their names is radiyallahu anhu, that Allah, please become pleased with them. Please. So that sahabi, what is he saying? He's told that was he told tasbih in the morning, tasbih in the no. Rasulullah said do dhikran kathira in such a high quantity that this amal should be in your life, that when you are departing from the world, then only that deed would give you the most reward and impact, and from your tongue you will be reciting the name of Allah when you're departing from this world. My brothers, we should be doing this action. So inshallah, will we do this action? This dhikr that I've told you? Yes. Don't worry. Make a certain time, morning and evening, sit down, do maraqabah, silent dhikr in the heart, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Make this your habit. 10 minutes after fajr, you sit down, you sit here, for example, 10 minutes, you close your eyes, you do dhikr, khafi, then qalbi dhikr, Allah, 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 Allah. You don't move your tongue, you don't state anything, you don't recite anything, you focus on your heart, this is called maraqabah, close your eyes. Allah, 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 Allah. And if you think other things, don't worry. Waswasa, thoughts, shaitan will try to deviate you. I've told you, shaitan prevents a man from all good deeds. So never think that my dhikr has not been accepted, I'm far from dhikr. Total benefit is being attained. Doesn't matter how many thoughts come to your mind, total benefit is being attained at that time, alhamdulillah. I'll give you an example. That when you eat, you think, don't you, of other things? You think of other items and things. You're still eating, aren't you? So your food is going in your mouth, in your throat, down into your stomach, and it's being digested, and vitamins and energy. So food can benefit you with thinking of other things at the same time. Then will the dhikr of Allah not benefit us? If we're thinking of other things, shaitan speaks nonsense. Say to him, be gone with you. I will carry on doing dhikr. You can try your best, O shaitan, but in the 15 minutes I've kept aside, I will only stand after these 15 minutes. You can do your work then. Doesn't matter what occurs. In these 10 minutes of a portion, you can say what do you want to me in these 10 minutes, shaitan, but I'm not going to move from here. I'm going to fulfill these 10 minutes. Inshallah, slowly, shaitan will disappear and you won't know where he's run off to. If you practice everything, make an effort, Quran, hifz you're doing, alif, lam, meem, alif, lam, meem, alif, lam, meem. Children do this, don't they? Do this. Every word they repeat so many times in the Quran, to remember the Quran, to recite the Quran, to memorize the Quran. This is the fact. So, this heart, so many days in our lives, everyone, a person become old and his heart had rejected. So you need to make effort to purify the heart. Foolish person, say Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, Allah. And teach that heart the name of Allah. When you do hifz, you memorize, repeat, you learn. So you have to say to your heart that I'm going to make you do hifz of dhikr of Allah. So much so that when I leave the world, then you'll, while I'm dying, you'll be saying Allah, 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 Allah. So inshallah, now let's do tawbah. Repent, and after repenting, when the majlis of dhikr will begin, we'll start doing dhikr of Allah, and the majlis will be such, I'll recite such some kalimat, some verses, and you should recite those kalimat, repeat those 11 times after me, every kalimat, every verse, then after that we'll do maraqbah, salian dhikr with the fadl of Allah collectively, and you'll realize something more, and this ajiz will pay attention to you. Then after today, mashallah, you will do this dhikr of the next month, and the women who also listening, the women folk, they also have ijazah, they can do this dhikr as well. Okay, do wudu, and after doing wudu, sit down. Even if you have a shari excuse, That even then carry on doing dhikr and silently do dhikr 10 minutes. Every woman as a man, that do wudu, and you can do this dhikr and do your tawbah will also be accepted. Your sins will, you need to take them out of your life. And if you have this system online, listen. And inshallah, all the women folk who are listening, whoever are listening, children, all of their tawbah will be accepted. Their sins will be forgiven and your sheet will be wiped clean. And then you'll all become dhakira with the fadl wala. Okay, fine. That's fine, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so let's do tawbah first. So everybody repeat these kalimat. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Astaghfirullah. 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 تعالى ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه آمين 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 ما شاء الله. So we've just done tawbah with the fadl wala. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all of our sins. And now listen clearly. Those people who've got now this ijazah to do dhikr, don't be afraid. If you've got a link with the shaykh, keep that, maintain that. And whatever wazaif he's given to you, keep on maintaining that and do that. There's no disturbance to your daily routine and the ma'mulat, the dhikr you've been given. But this is something extra now you've got on top of that. Don't worry, what will I do now? I do different dhikr, different people do, they have a link with the shaykh, someone has a link with the teacher. Don't worry about that, alhamdulillah. This will not disturb you. Keep this dhikr, maintain it. And continue the dhikr you've been prescribed already from your teacher, tasbihat, whatever you do, durood sharif, continue that. But this is extra, alhamdulillah. And do this always. Every time we have to do this, every moment, pay attention to and focus on the name of Allah. So now we will start dhikr, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.